story. Oh yeah, I confess, I'm looking at this few reels, so by the Mad Max director. I mean, this could even be some dialogue in the, somewhere. And I mean, sometimes it seems like humans today are doing some kind of wish fulfilling prophecy thing by all these movies. This, what's it called? Dystopic and all that movies. And they are all in a certain color, this kind of ochre, umbra. So anyway, yeah, well, our story could then accommodate a certain, how to say, twist of that. How you find that, yes, economic crisis, things fall, coming down because of this, because of that, we get an opportunity to explain and discuss money. And what is actually abundance and opulence and rich and poor. And then we have, I mean, this is where it gets a little similar. I mean, we have communities, places, sometimes out there in the forest, hidden away, protected, yes, as far as you can, where more sattvic people, vegetarians, you know, these kind of more spiritual people are living nice life, actually. And they got more together. They got to, had to throw their stupid, also dreamy religion ritualism aside and get to the point so we can follow that. And I mean, I just started watching this movie, The Place of Abundance, or whatever they call it, where these kind of, I don't know, the good ones, okay, live and do their innovative farming and all that. It still looks pretty dusty, but in our story it's beautiful, just ordinary old-time, old-fashioned nature. Because there are trees and there are plants and there are, you know, it's a nice biosphere. And yeah, we can throw in any conflict there, other, you know, the suburban gangster gangs coming, they're hungry. They are drunk. They are both this and that, lusty. So it's dangerous. But then, yeah, we can show, well, I had some idea for security without killing. And as I'm saying this, I just saw a podcast saying that there is a risk of civil war in the United States. 60% of people there have, according to a survey recently, as of beginning of October 2025, said that they are willing to use violence to get their country into order because they don't think that the leaders, present leaders, are properly taking care of it. So, you know, we can just develop that scene. But not in the dystopian way, but rather, as we also do with the global political scene in our story, we focus on the positive alternative. So in these villages, or whatever they are, we are showing that, look, people can get together locally and help, you know, work together, and things are going to be nice. It wasn't more difficult, actually. It's nicer than before. And globally, we find countries, leaders who look at this, and they look at the old wisdoms and dharma, and they organize their countries and cooperation between countries in that way, and things are working fine. So in other words, we can have the dystopic, you know, Mad Max environment a little here and there, but not that this is all that remains, which I don't think there will be. And yeah, I mean, there may be seriously nuclear damaged areas, but not everywhere, hopefully. In our story, it won't just go into the total nuclear winter.